item for tonight's planning meeting on Monday the 9th of July at 6 p.m. at Exmouth Town Hall. Apologies for absence I've received is Councillor Bill Nash. No others at the moment. We have no representations from the public, so I'll move on straight to the minutes of the meeting held on the 25th of June. They have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has anybody got any declarations of interest for this evening's meeting?
Personal.
Well, whatever. Have we got any? Oh, we've got, yeah, we've all got the amendment for Councillor Williamson.
That affects all of us.
Lovely. Thank you. I've got no items of urgent business. So move straight on to applications under delegated powers. Firstly in Brixington, 18-1335-3 application, 8 Hereford Close, Fell 1 Whitebean. The tree officer's report has not been received, so suggest we defer until the next meeting, which is on the 23rd of July. Can I ask members of Brixington if they're happy we do so?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Now move on to consider the planning applications. Firstly, Brixington, 18-1472 full, 86 Valley Way, construction of first floor extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Nicholas.
I have a look at the plans and that, and it looks as if they're just building above the garage.
They're just filling that little bit in there.
Just filled in
that bit. I can't see any
particular
problem with it.
Mm.
Happy to go along with it.
Okay. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Again. Thank you. Move to Halsden Ward. Application 18-14674. 315 Exeter Road. Construction of annex. Highways do not wish to comment, and I've had no representations. Councillor Duncan?
Yes, I can't see a real problem with this, to be honest, Chair. Mm-hmm. Councillor
Cagan?
No, as long as he's got the normal stipulations.
Yeah, for an annex. Yeah, it shouldn't be so. They're proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Next application is in Littleham Ward. Application 18-12034, 78 Foxholes Hill. Proposed extension and internal alterations to provide self-contained annex for holiday use. Highways do not wish to comment. It says no representations, but I know Councillor Nash sent in some information. So I thought Councillor Williamson did. Not for this one?
No.
In that case, we'd better view it. Because we've got no particular councillors here. So it's proposed extension and internal alterations to provide self-contained annex for holiday use. There has been no representations, and I've had nothing then from Councillor Williamson or Councillor Nash, or Councillor Sarah, although they've said something on most of them, haven't they?
Yeah, the ones at Council Williamson.
Point of interest, Madam Chairman, would that applicable for unified business rates then, as a business?
It depends how it's actually run. Some are classed as business use and some aren't, depending on what they apply for as a holiday let. They're not all one or the other. I can't see, I mean, Maddie.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a residential area. I would be of the opinion it is not a holiday let area. It is purely residential, and as there's no ward councillors present, then I would have to vote against this because it is residential area only.
I'm happy to go with that. I mean, I'm surprised we haven't got any observations. I'm just, I know Councillor Nash sent me some and Councillor Williamson, but they said they copied them to reception, so all to yourself, so I didn't actually. Do you know what I mean? I haven't brought my phone in.
I picked up about five comments, but nothing to do with foxholes.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I mean, I would go along with what Councillor Chapman's saying, because if there's no other precedent set in the area, mm-hmm. and I don't feel that this is a good idea, yeah. because it would create a precedent.
Yeah. I'm happy to go along. So, proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it is a holiday accommodation. And
oh, could I just say something?
Yeah.
I think that it's not very relevant about being used as holiday accommodation in the residential area. There are thousands and thousands of houses up and down the country where they have a room let out bed and breakfast mm-hmm. accommodation, so mm-hmm. I don't think that argument would wash.
There certainly isn't anything in Foxholes. It's not like you have Victoria Road, or is it, or any other area of Exmouth. As far as I know, there's no holiday accommodation in that area at all.
Beach house.
I don't know enough, I'm afraid, to be able to say any more than that, because I haven't. We've got a proposal for refusal and a seconder for refusal, so we'll have to take that. Obviously, that proposal and second, I mean, you can vote against if you wish.
Can I just say, please, Len, that I think it's unfortunate we haven't got any Letland councillors here, and it's unfortunate that, you know, that their possible comments have been.
I mean, if you allow me time, I will go down to my car and see if I've got. Because I thought it had been sent to reception. Mm. If you allow me that time, I'll go and see if I've got it.
I was going to say, I think it would be nice if we could have the.
Yeah, it's just that.
I'm sorry about.
No. It's just that I was told that. So the comments that we've received from Councillor Nash is in respect of 18, the 1203 full, is when visiting, I was surprised to find a large extension that had already been built some time back. The remainder of the plot is small, and this proposed application is basically overdevelopment of a small bungalow. The owners of the bungalow, number 76, will have their adjoining boundary wall become a large concrete building joined onto the garage of number 78, closing in their garden. The description of self-contained annex for holiday use is in line with the use of this bungalow at the moment. The owner lives in Weston-super-Mare and it's already used as a holiday place. Further holiday accommodation would not be considered appropriate in this quiet bungalow residential location of Foxholes. Therefore, my decision would be to object.
So it's
all right.
Yeah,
it's the other development. So I'll forward these on to you, okay?
Yeah.
So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal in line with those comments. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, the 0988 full, 10 Cypress Road, construction of detached dwelling, amended plans. These amendments related to amended plan and additional plan indicating a reduction in the size of the proposed rear dormer window. We did actually, were consulted on the 29th of May, which I'll ask Sue if you'll just read that out for a moment.
Yes, for those of you who attended that meeting, we did not object in principle to development on the site. However, we did object to this proposal for a dwelling with a large rear dormer. The rear dormer would be out of keeping with the pitched roofs of the surrounding properties, and members would also be minded to approve should the dormer be replaced so as to blend in and be more in keeping with the street scene. There was one objection to the original application where they sent in photographs, if you remember. We have looked at the plans, and it's very difficult to see the difference, but I'll leave you to look at that. Okay.
Councillor Nash's comments are as follows. Looking at the plans submitted on July 2nd, one is an additional and the other amended to the plans discussed at the previous planning meeting, which were submitted on the 14th of May. The previous meeting objected to the roof with dormer sections. This has now been improved, and the application should now be approved. Let me just see if I've got one thing. Mark Williamson has built in some of that.
I didn't say that on the last meeting.
No. Okay. So therefore, Councillor Nash's proposal is that it's approved.
Right, I recommend approval, Chairman.
Okay, I'll second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, the 1453 variance for Elgin Road. Variation of condition 2, plans condition of planning application 17 of the 0720 made full to allow provision of an outside terrace at first floor level to serve platform and fenestration changes to third floor on north and west elevations. Councillor Nash's comment is there are no objections from anyone on these variations or alterations and there are 15 plans submitted. I therefore move approval. And Councillor Williamson has confirmed that he supports the application.
Go for approval, Chairman.
Yeah, just one comment. The addition of the terrace might actually, as it's a house in multiple occupation, it might help with the fire egress, so it might be a good thing.
That's a good point, yeah. And I'll have it to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 1239 variants. It's the York addendum, and this is for Long Lane House, 1C Cranford Avenue, which is Councillor Mark Williamson. It's removal of condition 4, annex condition of approval 16, 15, 85 full to allow use as an unrestricted residential unit. And you remember we spoke about this at the last meeting. The amendment is basically additional information from the agent in response to that objection. We have had some representations which I'll ask Sue to summarise.
Yes, there's two representations that have come in. They say that a permanent tenant would create an over-intense use of the unit and set a precedent for other properties in the avenues, and that there would be a loss of privacy to the bedroom of Mansfield Cottage. There were, however, four reps who supported the application. And I did email out the objection and the agent's response with the addendum. So.
Have you got any comments
about
anything,
Councillor Cogan? Thank you, Jim. Yeah, the only comment I picked up on from the objector was about the parking out on the street. Now, I'm assuming that the application is to provide parking inside the land rather than on the street, because there is a problem on that corner. You know, the law states that you should park 30 metres away from the road junction. They all park right down, right to the road junction, so when the bus comes around, you end up with traffic flow problems because of parking issues that are on the road. So one would hope that the application is for the parking to be inside the property.
Mm. As far as I'm aware from Councillor Williamson, it was as it was when it was going to be used for a carer, that it was going to be, there's plenty of room within
in which case the objection doesn't really stand.
I think he made that point in his presentation.
Well, I couldn't
remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think loss of privacy issue was obviously the bedroom, the actual initial application for the actual building for the unit would have been the same had there been a carer in there. I'm happy to propose approval. Propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. And move to Town Ward, application 18, of the 0845 full, 62-64 New Street, first floor extension and rear dormer extension, amended plans, amended size of dormer window, internal layout and revised fenestration. We have received some comments and obviously our comment from the original application. I'll ask Sue to read. Thank you.
Yes, Highways do not wish to comment. And then we met on the 14th of May. We objected on the grounds that the proposed rear dormer would overlook neighbours' gardens. Members felt it would substantially detract from the visual amenity of the area roof lines, making a hodgepodge construction. The large rear dormer would be easily visible from Marine Way, a major thoroughfare. Then we've had the two reps that objected to the original application have objected again on the overlooking and overshadowing of neighbouring properties and the pressure on car parking. And there's also concern that the flat roof could become a roof terrace garden. Thank you.
Councillor Masden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think we can see that the dormer is substantially smaller than the original proposal. And there is a good distance between the properties at this point, so I propose that we accept this application.
Mm, that's an
improvement.
Mm.
Yeah.
Councillor Dumper?
Yes, I mean, I will second that. I think it is an improvement.
Thank you. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Now move to Brook and Marley, application 18, beat 1412, change of use, Clapton Farmhouse, Clapton Lane, change of use of land to garden. There are no representations and Highways not wish to comment. Councillor Toy.
Well, if you can throw out the site plan, it's a very, very small plot right in the extreme end anyway. I mean, you know, there was an agricultural land once upon a time, because that used, and that's been used for all sorts of purposes. Storage and all the rest of it. Obviously, the farm shop don't want it, so that makes use of a little tiny bit of land. I can't see any problem whatsoever. I would suggest approval.
I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, the big 1499 full, 3 Freelands Close. Retention of new external doorway to replace window. In northwest elevation of previously approved two-storey extension, application number 17-07604 full refers. At one representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the person's objecting. They say that the creation of a doorway, as opposed to an obscured glazed window, which was part of the planning approval in March 2017, has created an intrusion of privacy on the occupants of number 4, as the doorway is much higher than theirs, so it's overlooking. Thank you.
Councillor Toy?
I can't see that this is going to cause any problem whatsoever. It's a window being converted into a doorway. Does it alter the appearance of the building? No. Does it cause overlooking problems? No. Can it be hived off as a separate living unit? No, because it's an extension, it's a doorway on an extension. I can't see any reason why anybody should object to it.
Fine, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour?
Captain Neighbours have a bad day.
Next application is 18, the big 1179 full, 24 Hamilton Road. Retention of works partially completed, including excavation of basement to create office workspace, first floor balcony and access from ground floor, dormer window and balcony at second floor level. We've had one representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
So I'm just reading this because I think that the reference is probably to the high balcony. I didn't realise there was two. Anyway, Highways do not wish to comment, and there's one representation. It says the balcony was constructed under polythene sheeting and without planning permission. The balcony overlooks the neighbouring houses and surrounding gardens, and it is an intrusion on privacy. When on the balcony, the occupants can look into the neighbour's bathroom and kitchen, who are currently living behind closed blinds to protect their privacy. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Toy.
This is not only that, it's a massive, massive extension to a small house. It's unbelievably large. It certainly doesn't fit in with the street scene. I mean, you've got the church on the corner with a pebble dash finish, but this has got a pebble dash finish in between two houses which are late Victorian, Edwardian. So that's completely out of keeping with it anyway. And this is all done without, cut, drawn and finished, all done without any application put in whatsoever. And there could be, as I say, there could be an overlooking from the balcony onto adjacent gardens, because it's now high up as it was low level before. There's all sorts of questions one asks about this one. The underground office, you know, it doesn't look as though that's got building regulations approval yet, so one wonders whether there's any possibility that could undermine the foundations of the house. If it's going to be used as an office again, will that be partly used for commercial use? I think if that's a stuck is enormously to do this without any approval whatsoever. I think he took an enormous risk, and I really think we should. I think we should turn it down. There's another error on the location plan. There's an error there. It indicates the wrong plot.
Location plan.
Better check that then.
That's 24. We're looking at 14 down here.
No, it's 24.
It says 24. Oh, it is 24.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, fine. Fair enough. I looked at 14.
They basically want to refuse on the basis of it's out of keeping with the street scene, it's overlooking, and we also need clarification on that it might undermine the foundations.
Yeah,
we have no.
Well, there's a query about
we're
that.
We're concerned it may be for commercial use.
Chairman, is that development?
Yeah. No development of the site.
This hasn't come through the enforcement officer, has it? No. No, not that we know of anyway, is it?
Didn't see anything on there that said that.
Okay, so proposed refusal on that basis then that it's out of keeping with the street scene, it's overworking adjoining properties, it's overdevelopment of the site, we've also got concerns about the undermining of foundations and that it may be used for commercial purposes.
Jeremy, can we also add that all this work has been done without...
Yes, but it's all kind of dusty, isn't it?
Yeah. And we strongly object.
Yeah.
The bit is, it says the retention of works partially completed.
Scaffolding and sheets up for ages.
Yeah.
It was completed. Yeah. The dates on that application is quite recent, so it was completed when you made that. So it's a little bit misleading on his form.
Right. Councillor Dunfer.
Yeah, I actually received a representation to me on this. And I do understand that it has caused the whole overlooking issue. Has caused serious issues for the neighbours, and I think on that alone we should turn it down.
So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. We move on to items for information. We had appeal decisions that were dismissed. 23 Markham Hill, and 60 Little Mead Lane, developed proposed to construct a cellulose fencing at a height of 2.4 metres attached to the walling boundary. And 12 Steveston Road, development proposed as a new dwelling. Respective planning decisions, looks as if they got them all right this time.
Yeah. No, they got them right.
They're learning up there. Yeah, and as you can see, I don't know whether this is just this plan or whether Broadway has drawn the application at the moment. So, no other matters on the agenda. I'll close the meeting. Thank you.